The Education of Henry Adams by Henry Adams. Narrated by David Colaci.
Editor's Preface. This volume, written in 1905 as a sequel to the same author's Mont Saint-Michel and Chartres, was privately printed to the number of 100 copies in 1906 and sent to the persons interested for their assent, correction, or suggestion. The idea of the two books was thus explained at the end of Chapter 29. Any schoolboy could see that man as a force must be measured by motion from a fixed point. Psychology helped here by suggesting a unit, the point of history when man held the highest idea of himself as a unit in a unified universe. 8 or 10 years of study had led Adams to think he might use the century 1150 to 1250, expressed in Amiens Cathedral and the works of Thomas Aquinas, as the unit from which he might measure motion down to his own time, without assuming anything as true or untrue, except relation. The movement might be studied at once in philosophy and mechanics. Setting himself to the task, he began a volume which he mentally knew as Mont Saint-Michel and Chartres, a study of 13th-century unity. From that point, he proposed to fix a position for himself, which he could label The Education of Henry Adams, a study of 20th-century multiplicity. With the help of these two points of relation, he hoped to project his lines forward and backward indefinitely, subject to correction from anyone who should know better. The Chartres was finished and privately printed in 1904. The Education proved to be more difficult. The point on which the author failed to please himself, and could get no light from readers or friends, was the usual one of literary form. Probably he saw it in advance, for he used to say, half in jest, that his great...